I don't know why we're here to honor you. Just another honky on the wall of notable honkies. This is like giving a consolation prize to the already winning team.
Comedy experimental show in Tennessee, probably. That's our slogan. Friendly Town is a world-building show. Every week, we adopt a different theme, and each show is a city council meeting featuring a bunch of characters that we make up and a bunch of situations that we create. You can check us out. You can learn more about us on Facebook. You can learn more about us through our podcast. It's just called Friendly Town Radio. It is on iTunes. But in keeping with the universe that we've built over the last year and a half of doing these shows, we decided to incorporate an event that some of you guys are probably aware is going to be happening soon. And we're not happy about it either. But our buddy Aaron's leaving us.
Boo!
Boo!
You guys can boo not having Aaron available to bail you out of jail or whatever you guys do.
Boo!
Where is he anyway? Oh, all right. He's right here. But I think I'm going to bring him up, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's going to happen tonight. Everyone, please welcome Aaron Chasteen. He's got the high chair. He's got the high chair and a big boy drink.
Got the high chair with the cushion.
All right. There's
for my
a mic
cushion.
Stand for you. All right.
Thank
so
you.
We here in Friendly Town don't take kindly to people who just decide they can up and leave us for bigger cities. We weren't cool about it when those people left our city council for Chum Village next door. We weren't cool with it when those people left our city council to move to Convivialville. Move out into a yurt. I think that's what it was, a yurt in the affable ocean. That was not cool at all. There's also, and lest we forget, the pirate ship that's still sitting out there in the hospitable harbor. Those assholes living on that ship. They left us too. But this is a big deal. This is a betrayal. Mayor Aaron Chasteen, by the way, everyone who performs on the show is technically the mayor while they're performing. There's that catch, too. We've decided, you know what? We're going to play Sour Grapes. Honestly, we didn't even want you in the first place. We totally didn't want your charm and your good jokes and your humor and your warmth. We didn't want any of that shit.
Well, I didn't want to be here anyways.
Yeah, so tonight we're going to prove that how much we didn't want Aaron Chasteen or how much we love him, and we really don't want him to go, but let's do reverse psychology as a city council. You think you can do that, guys? You think you can do that? All right, so people who are going to be performing on the show tonight, we wanted to have a pre-show meeting with the comics, but fuck, that was not going to happen. You guys know how comics can be sometimes. But anyway, how it's going to work tonight is we're going to be daisy chaining it. Just in the interest of time, every comic is going to have 5 minutes, or every mayor, I should say, up here on the stage is going to have 5 minutes to share a memory of you, why we should or shouldn't have hired you for our city council, why we should or shouldn't have brought you in, you know, like the baby, the orphan we found in the burnt ruins of QEDopolis to the northwest of town. This all exists in the universe of the show, trust me. It's a map. There is a map that Mayor Sean made, and he'll be up in a little while. But the list is on the podium right here. Yeah, that was the burning question for you guys.
So
the list
fancy,
is right here.
Dude, we're so well prepared.
I know, we are. This is probably the most prepared we've ever been, honestly, and that's saying something. Folks, but it's not just Friendly Town regulars and the veterans of Friendly Town that want to talk about the wrongs and the rights of Mayor Aaron Chasteen. We have a couple of special guests who have known Aaron for much longer than any of us, and they wanted to say a few words. So we're gonna give them a couple minutes up here. Please put your hands together for Aaron's friends, Aaron and Kristen.
There's two of me.
So, Kristen and I have known Aaron for quite a few years.
He just keeps the same showing up in our lives.
Ah! Now, we love Aaron. He's really one of our great friends. But, you know, he's not really the Michael Scott type. He's more of the Toby Flinderson type.
We first got to know him working as lifeguards at an indoor water park back in high school. Sorry, I don't ever talk into these things.
If we ever needed to find Aaron, we knew where to find him, though, because he'd always be up the ass of
the closest manager. Trying to weasel his way in. Chris and I went to our senior prom together with Aaron in tow as the date of one of our acquaintances.
We were supposed to, that night, run a hotel and get drunk, but instead...
We hung out in front of Kristen's parents' house for like an hour and a half in the driveway.
Yeah, right in front of the lawn, and who knew that Aaron's butt cheeks on the windshield would be the events of that night?
That was the one memory we have 2 years later. We continued our friendship with Aaron. We didn't really have a choice. He still worked with us for a few years. But he threw away everything at the wilderness for a young, dumb, blonde lifeguard.
Hey, at least nobody knows that, you know, they slept together on company property.
Oops. Aaron always has been a little freaky. I moved in with him back in 2015, and for the first month, he spent the whole month putting together a waterbed simply for the motion of the ocean.
I remember when you used to live with Aaron. It's a shame we had nowhere else to hang out.
That reminds me, weren't you supposed to move into the extra bedroom when I initially got there?
Yeah, I was, and I'm still waiting on a text to when I can, but I honestly think it was because of my dog, so...
Oh, it wasn't because of all of the stuff in it?
All of the grandma's mess? No, I mean, maybe she just, you know, didn't want a girl living there, you know, to ruin pure little Aaron, but with all honesty, even if he had a 10-foot pole, I wouldn't touch him.
I do love Aaron, though. I lived with him for the better part of that year. It wasn't the best part of my year, but he's actually staying with me again. He's living in my living room as he transitions to Atlanta. It's very good having him there.
Why are you living with him again?
You know, life happens, but in all honesty, I'm pretty sure that everyone else just hates him.
Don't worry, Aaron. We love you, and me and Aaron will always be here for you, even when you leave. Now, when you do leave, we have a couple life tips for you. So, like, if you want to go and talk to girls, the only question you should ask them, yes, literally.
You'll get there one day.
This question, the golden question, ask them how much they weigh. They'll love you, and you'll get the date.
And if anybody in Atlanta tries to give you shit for your stutter, just look at them and tell them you're buffering.
Listen, I don't know how many times I have to tell this Aaron that this Aaron doesn't have a stutter. It's just hiccups.
You're also going to be living with somebody new, so I would advise waiting at least a month before you put your Furby collection
out
on display.
For sure. Spread your wings, Aaron, and fly. If you flap your wings like you flap your gums, you'll do great.
And live from New York, it's Saturday night. Boom, roast him.
Boom.
All right, folks. There's no graceful way for me to do this. One second. Aaron, I've watched you grow an awful lot as a comedian. That's my set. All right. No, I was trying to think of something that we can all rally around, and we have all been rallying around, that Aaron makes me think of. I was trying to think of something that gave me the same level of that warm, fuzzy feeling, that sort of warmth that I get from, you know, going on those long car trips to do like shows to three people for $20 with Aaron, as we've done recently. But I also, I wrote you this little soliloquy, if I may. What can be said about Aaron Chastain that hasn't already been said about Paddington 2? Both are endearing. Both are fun for the whole family, yet enjoyable for adults on a separate intelligent level. Both are a valuable parable of that good things will happen to you if you have kindness in your heart and are good to people. Also, much like Paddington 2, hipster comics love Aaron because he reminds them of the childlike innocence they've torched by branding themselves as hating everything. Both are critically acclaimed, yet commercially viable. Also, in both cases, Sally Hawkins is super unconventionally hot. Also, the Hugh Grant dog food commercial is one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen in my entire life. In that movie. Okay, no, this is no longer about Aaron. I just want to talk about Paddington 2. Have you guys seen this movie? It's like they put a focus group together. It's like, okay, arrogant hipsters, bitter, like, divorced dads. All right, like the four remaining Hugh Grant, unironic Hugh Grant fans from the 90s that are still left. And a classroom full of kids of, like, every nation on Earth. They put a focus group together, and they made a movie that just tickles your funny bone in the right way, but also gives those, like, winks and nods to adults that don't distract from the content of the children's wonderful parable about what it's like to have love in your heart and compassion for human beings from all over the world as they gather in 1990s London. No one has cell phones, which I think is kind of cool in the movie. Richard Ayoade shows up in one of my favorite cameos ever. And much like Aaron Chastain, you can see it just by going to regalclub.com, registering your Regal Club card. And I'm totally not getting kickbacks for telling you guys this. Aaron is, but much like Paddington, Aaron came to us, he's obviously young, cuddly, was super naive, is still super naive, no one wants to watch him wash windows, but honestly, you know, if you have to do that, but this is the type of person Aaron is. If he has to do that for a couple months to make ends meet in Atlanta when he moves there, he'll do it. And he'll have that big fucking smile on his face because that's the type of person that Aaron is. So as the mayor of Friendly Town, I hereby banish Aaron Chastain to a better life. Thank you. All right. Your next councilman, who's returning to us after a bit of a hiatus. We're excited to see him back. You might hear him on the local radio. You might see him at Sassy Ann's on Fridays. But right now, you're going to see him discussing about his history with this fella. Give it up for Jake James.
And the studio audience said, oh, I really thought this was a roast, right? We weren't going to talk about the other people that were on here also? I mean, I could sit here and stretch it out. You already had your friends up here, people that actually know you with real written jokes. So the show should have ended right then. Then, of course, Tyler came up here and in classic fashion went right down a rabbit hole that nobody fucking understood. And then so-and-so random character came out of nowhere. Do you know he put out a blues album in 1923 and blah, 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 blah. I thought you had the stuttering problem. Yeah, by the time you come back from Atlanta, it will no longer be known as the Pilot Light. It will be known as that place where Jeff and Liz had their wedding reception, right? One of the first comedians that came up here for the open mic, I'd never seen you before. Joe, I'd never seen you before. But as soon as he said how he was dressed and said that he was gay, I was like, man, does St. Thomas know about that right there? That dude's like a fashion icon. Russell Westbrook's fucking freaking out about that shit. Chase Dyer's here. I got to go up with Chase Dyer and, of course, Aaron to Ohio. That's always fun when they start calling you the drunken uncle. That's great. It's like, you brought your own koozie, Jake? I'm like, fuck yeah, I did. I didn't realize that was an inside joke to them right there. There's nothing like sharing stories and finding out, like, where you were during 9/11. Hilarious, because I just assumed that everyone was at drinking age. Not the second grader here. Like, well, my mom had to tell me to turn the TV on. Oh, Jesus. Did y'all actually have one homeschool kid?
Three whole channels.
9/11 was a great day for you. It's on all of them. It's on all of them. Oh, geez. But no, it was absolutely, it was a little great trip because, you know, when that came up, I was like, oh, shit, man, I was already drinking in bars and had, you know, sexual intercourse with women. So I thought, wow, this is really bad for me right here. This is not going that well. So, but it was a great trip. And you know, after you realize how old you are in that aspect and you start talking about movies, then it's really bad, right? Because it was like, man, you've never seen Goodfellas? And he kept just doing this to me when every time he wouldn't even have to say no anymore. He would just give me the... And I was like, my bad, I forgot, homeschool high five. I get it now. I get it. Nobody else around. But I had a great time on that trip. It was a lot of fun. I realized that there's a lot of nodding going on when you just start talking. Because it's like, man, I don't even know. But luckily, we were on an 18-hour trip, so there was none of this, can we speed up this country pace here? Get to the point. It's like trying to learn decimals and fractions for the first time. Another couple comedians that are here. I saw that Bryce Isaacson and Jay Kendrick were here. Hopefully, it won't turn into round two. I understand they were fighting over who can walk over the light longer, or maybe it was who wears less deodorant. I don't know. But we had a good time. But I tell you what, I got to bring up the next person. I don't want to go over too long because, you know, you're going to get fucking railed tonight. I heard your parents are here.
Yeah.
So they now know you banged a lifeguard on public property?
Right on.
Hey, well, the one movie he saw, he was like, I'm going to get that Wendy peppercorn right there. Get it out. Spit it out.
I'm trying, Jake.
I know. This is your rebuttal.
That's why I'm happy to move to Atlanta.
No, I'm just kidding. I love you to pieces, man. There's nothing better than your Parkinson's mouth. I think it's great. And one of my favorite jokes that we've always shared together is you literally sound like how Aquaman talks to fish. And I really appreciate it so much. You're a hell of a great guy, man. And so have a great time in Atlanta. Hopefully when you get down there, you'll sing all your lines. And they'll put you right on The Walking Dead. You're white. You'll die soon. So we're going to have a good time, man, without you. So I can't believe that you're going to lead all this. KnoxComedyPodcast.com. When I saw you put up a post in the Knox Comedy Facebook page, I'm like, wonder what his podcast is called. But no, it's going to be a great time. Oh, well, the one laugh for that one. They all know they got them.
They know.
We're not going to work on comedy anymore. We're just all making podcasts. Ladies and gentlemen, I love everybody. Up next, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Sean Cimino.
Hello, I'm Sean Cimino, and this is my terrible ukulele. I'm a great ukulele player, but this is a terrible ukulele, so it's going to sound really shitty. That's the excuse. So, I will be presenting a musical tribute to Mr. Aaron Chastain. Aaron, I hope you enjoy. Again, terrible ukulele, great ukulele player. Keep that in mind. We saw you in the audience, then we saw you do it again. We said, sure, he can do 5 minutes, but let's see if he can do 10. But then you started getting popular, which caused a small alarm. The fuck is with this new guy with all this talent and this charm? So you went around to festivals and put the rest of us to shame. So now we're kicking your ass out and we'll forever curse your name. So piss off. Good riddance. That's all we have to say. But piss off. Good riddance. We never liked you anyway. Now comes the part of the song where we feel like we've been betrayed. So we lash out and say insults that we really don't mean. We don't need your youthful energy to give our shows that pow. You're no longer the fresh new hotshot. We have Josh Lampley for that now. When you say that you are balding, I want to take a bat to your knees. Appreciate the present, boy, because in 3 years, you'll look like me. Your personality is lacking. In conversation, you're a drip. Your comedy is as interesting as Applebee's bean dip. So piss off. Good riddance. That's all we have to say. Good riddance. Piss off. We didn't like you anyway. The comics in Atlanta are very experienced and nice. But if you really want to go far in comedy, I'm sure J.C. Ratliff has some advice. And you're moving out of town now that you've got your kicks. And while you were here, you realized that Knox comedy is the real last resort for dicks. You can put us on a show if you want to show you care. You'll be our favorite person in Atlanta because no one else will book us there. So everyone, piss off. A good riddance, that's all we have to say. Piss off, good riddance, we never liked you anyway. One more time, piss off, good riddance, we didn't, that's all we have to say. Piss off, good riddance, we never liked you anyway. So please no, don't go, we're begging you to stay. Please no, don't go, at least for another day. Good luck in Atlanta, Aaron. And please welcome to the stage, Gail Grantham.
Oh, look at that. Little Aaron Chastain. From the first moment I ever hugged you and smelled the Similac on your breath, I knew that you were gonna go far. You had a long time to get there. It was terrible. Mary Chastain, I'm not sure about your economic policy. I met Aaron. I thought this is a talented guy. He started doing a show in Sevierville at Boogaloo's. Then he started leaderboard and sentences. It turns out those are the things you leave unfinished. So I took over Boogaloo. Somebody else will take over leaderboard. Now you're leaving as mayor, which is awesome. It's crazy. I met Aaron. We had a clandestine meeting at a McDonald's parking lot one day. I thought he was selling me a pot cookie. Turned out he was selling me a cookie from Subway that he just kept in an old baggie that had marijuana in it previously. So, as far as your economic policy, I see you're on the way. You know, Jake James already did it, the homeschool high five. I want to give you one. Just because I love that joke so much, I literally made everybody for 1 month sick of every time they did anything fantastic at work. I had to do a homeschool high five as homage to Aaron Chastain. So Aaron, I'm not gonna keep all 5 minutes because you got a lot of people. You know, me trying to make fun of you and be mean to you is like kicking puppies or drowning kittens, you know, which I'll get back to later. But I love you a ton. I wish you the best of luck. I don't know where you're staying in Atlanta, but Ann has plans, special plans. Just letting you know, he saw you eating those hot dogs. So, I love you a bunch. Have fun. Book me in Atlanta. Let me stay on your couch.
Actually, let me stay on whoever's couch you're staying.
Oh yeah, I forgot the next person. Oh, everybody. Start clapping now for the one, the only, Casey Clapp.
No, keep it going for Gail Grantham, everybody. Yeah. This is fun. This is pretty cool. I know it's about Aaron tonight, but let's make it about me for a second. My name's Casey Clapp, like she said, and I smoked DMT for the first time this weekend. So I'm kind of high on my own shit right now. I think I know like the secrets to the universe, but really, it's just incredibly high on drugs. They're pretty powerful, you guys. They'll make you see some stuff. Tyler came up tonight. Great set. Where's Tyler Sonicson at?
Right here.
Give it up for Tyler, everybody. I know Jake made fun of Tyler. But you know what? Tyler's comedy, it's kind of like a fine aged cheese, you know? It's very sophisticated and complex, and it usually stinks. I'm just messing. I love Tyler. It's very funny. Actually, Tyler's probably the smartest person here besides myself. If you're not aware of this, Tyler actually has a PhD hanging on his wall. Yeah. And of course, when I say PhD, I mean a pretty huge dildo. It's like a big, blue, veiny tube of cookie dough. It's big. St. Thomas Ledoux's here. St. Ledee, as I like to call him. For those of you who don't know St. Thomas, he's the person at the bar who looks like he's came straight out of a 1990s R&B music video starring Eddie Murphy. It's from the Coming to America soundtrack, actually. St. Thomas, fun fact, actually the love child of Freddie Mercury and Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah. Unfortunately, he only inherited Sonic's hairstyle and speed habit. Coming up after me, we got Boston McCowan. Boston's the person in the corner over there. Looks like he has probably 11 hookers buried under his house. Boston, actually, fun fact, another fun fact here, Boston identifies as bisexual. Yeah. I know probably a lot of you do, but I see some older people. If you don't know what that means, Boston's bisexual. That means whenever he engages in sex, he has to get a quadruple bypass. It's like if anybody laughs at that, I know Boston will laugh, and it'll be worth it then. This little stuttering son of a bitch right here. For those of you who can't tell, he's got a wisp of a mustache going on here. If a strong enough breeze comes through, it's going to blow it off. You look like Jack McBriar's slightly more asexual first cousin. get real for a second. I've been doing comedy for about like 18 months, and Aaron is one of the best friends that I've made in the comedy scene so far. Like actual friend, not just an associate that I see at open mics and stuff. And thanks to Aaron, I actually got my first hosting gig. Yeah. He used to host the Long Branch, the open mic there. And when he decided to move on to Greener Pastures, he was like, Casey, why don't you take over this open mic? Be a good opportunity for you. You can grow and you can learn from this show. And then that show, it got cut off. Then the leaderboard opened up in its place, and Aaron was like, Casey, you want to come host this show with me at the leaderboard? I promise you this time it'll be different. Last week we had our biggest show. And then Aaron decides that now he's got to move to Atlanta. And now, of course, obviously, I keep the show going, but I don't have a PA. Aaron's taking his PA with him. So in addition to being the banishment of Aaron Chastain, this is also the Casey Clapp, I swear it's not for drugs, it's just a fundraiser for a PA system fundraiser. So any donations, put them here in this cup. This son of a bitch is taking his PA. I love you, though, Aaron. Before I go, I have a super quick song I prepared. I'm going to sing it to you all a cappella. Did you ever know that you're my hero? You're as funny as I wish I could be. And even though you stutter, it's okay with me, though. 'Cause your dick is huge, probably. 'Cause your dick is huge, probably. I love you, Aaron. I'm gonna miss you. Everybody, like I said, our next comic, he hosts the Scruffy City Hall open mic every Wednesday night. I don't remember the name right now, but give it up for Mr. Boston McCowan.
Oh, shit. Good evening, sinners. Your God has returned. Thank you very much. Pilot Light, I know I don't get to come out very often, but I got the night off, so I definitely had to make sure to come out here and see this piece of shit off. I refuse to use certain words with him, though, because I know that son of a bitch is a very easy thing to say, but I would never say such things about... I would never be so mean to you, ma'am. I apologize. I'm so sorry for everything you've had to go through in your life. So sorry. I've learned, I gotta say, I've been doing comedy in Knoxville for almost 7 years now. And yeah, I'm still here, so it's not doing that well. And I'm trying not to. I don't want to roast anyone else on the list because I want to focus all on Mr. Chastain right now, because you. I have to admit that you've taught me so much in just the little time that he has been a part of our community. I have learned so much from him. For instance, I've written many more fat jokes since I've met Mr. Chastain because now I know it's okay to use my disability as a crutch. That's fine. I just. Why strive for material in any way, shape, or form? Why try to be clever? I mean, let's just talk about the facts. I eat too much. Okay. The problem is, the worst part is that, like, I want to tear into. I want to be just a monster up here, but you were so fucking nice. You were so fucking nice under like so many circumstances, like, and there's so many, like, you again. You have produced, like, I don't even. Everyone tells, oh yeah, you host the Scruffy City open mic. You're doing really well. I was handed that shit. It's a second hand show. Like, I didn't start the show. I've hosted two open mics regularly in Knoxville. The fucking Twisted Mics, the fucking Left Hand Comedy at Twisted Mics Tap Room, and fucking Scruffy City Hall, and then when it was Preservation Pub back over there, and they were secondhand shows. Like, you have produced more shows than I am going to be booked on this year, you piece of shit. Like, and now I'm really upset because I had this really awesome zinger that I thought of right over there, went to pee, now I forgot it. And that's upsetting too. You fucking piece of shit. I'm sad to see you go, man. I'm sad to see you go. Because again, you were a breath of fresh air whenever you could breathe, and it was beautiful. It was nice. Like, it was just seeing. Like, and again, you reminded me that again, people can be happy on doing comedy. Like, it's crazy. I thought you had to be nihilistic under every circumstances, and here you show up with fucking hope. Like, I don't get it. But I like it. I like it, you know. You are heading to Atlanta, which is a very dangerous place. I have been to Atlanta on several occasions, primarily for a little show. Maybe you guys have heard of it, Dragon Con, a little thing called Dragon Con, which usually meant I was doing a lot of speed and coffee and not sleeping. And so don't sleep when you're in Atlanta. I recommend that. And go ahead and just go ahead and sleep with Ian Aper. Just go ahead and do it and get out of the way. It's probably going to be your best bet down there. Now, he's probably not going to help at all. It's just going to be a great experience for you to get railed by Ian Aper. He's a great guy. He's a great guy. But so I feel like there's been sort of a musical theme going on, and so I wanna also sing a song to you real fast, if that's okay. Me. Fuck you. All right, good. Did I knock the list? I locked the list off. There we go. All right. So let's see here.
I think Casey actually took the list with him. I'm pretty sure Casey took the list with him.
I'm starting to think he did because I don't think Tick Tick, Prom Prince, or Francis is on the.
Did I book Prom Prince?
There's a Tick Tick
Prom
tick,
Prince
tick.
On this.
Tick Tick. Prom.
Like I would right, like to gonna... say that when Casey was
come on you stone motherfucker bring the list back
people in the crowd he looked right at my dad.
He was it. There we go.
Casey's shame. Getting banished too.
Shame.
Casey's getting banished.
Shame. Shame. Why are we
talking? All right. Get the fuck off the stage. What the fuck are you still doing here?
Go away, Casey. Go away.
All right. So coming up next to the stage, take over my place again, Jared. Good. It was good. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure getting to know you, and I will definitely come and visit, and I will never tell you that I'm coming. Coming up next to our stage, the man who is definitely going to make an 8-bit track for your funeral. Please welcome Mr. John Hurst.
DJ TikTok Pro Princess in the house. All right, please play the track that I have instructed St. Thomas Ledoux to play.
I'm trying to. Your phone's fucking up.
Oh, yeah. You have to turn it up a little bit. Oh! I'm trying to get like MOP and the up thing happen here. So you want to go home with me? Let's do it.
Right now? Oh.
Oh! Here we go! I think that's about as far as we're going through with that. But I'm not going to the actual lyrics here. Let's do it. Did I hear you right? You're trying to leave from the town. Find all your paperwork, comment, guard filled with frowns. I hear by decree as your mayor indeed. No one gets out alive without a diss track from me. Heading to Terminus, bliss of a city. Streets and tall buildings, smoke so thick you call it vaping. No more last resorts, smoking until near and far. Put riding in your car, ride on shooting star. But we gotta admit, you're gonna write your pilot. Submit to a I can't even hear the damn music. Going through a time, I don't know where I am. But now I'm gonna go through enough amount of friends. But now I forgot where I was, and this is a little awkward. But now I know. Hold on a second. But we'll find you in time. Friendly Town is not a place, it's a state of mind. Oh, hey, you know what they say, but don't make it. Him say it twice, doesn't matter. Bye bye. You know what? Let's be honest here. I tried to write a diss track for you, and you know, it turns out I'm too nice. You're like a hyperactive puppy, and I took care of a hyperactive puppy all weekend, and it's the same exact experience on stage. So, you know what? Yeah, and you know what? I'll put, you know what I'm gonna do as a rapper indeed. I do rap as Doc Isaac. I'm gonna post this on SoundCloud because I have a recording of it, and okay. You guys can hear that version. Yeah, and then we'll mix.
We can also share it through Facebook.
Facebook.
Everybody, Facebook, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Facebook.
That's a social media service.
Yes, it is. It's
yeah.
A pretty good one.
All right. What do you think? What do you think of Twitter?
It's old now. It's just kind of boring, you know.
This is the only time I get to like actually pull a younger person. So at this point, so Instagram, how's that going?
Instagram, wonderful. Up to 942 followers on the dot.
Really? That's a lot of followers. Okay. What about Snapchat?
Snapchat? Depends on who you are.
All right. If I got a Snapchat, because I'm an older person, I don't have a Snapchat. Mm-hmm. If I got a Snapchat, would you let me follow you?
Of course. I might not follow you back, but of course, yeah. Follow me.
Halfway there! Thank you, everyone. All right, we'll try that again next year. Next year, when like you know, when he comes back. But anyway, coming up to the stage next, we have Jeff Blake.
Give it up for John Hurst, everybody. The only DIY sex doll. That's more horrifying the more you think about it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Matt Stornville. This is great that you showed up tonight. This is really cool.
This is the weirdest Young Life meeting I've ever seen. This is really, really cool. I feel like that's your fault a little bit. But I'm really happy. You guys, give it up for Aaron Chastain, everybody, right? Have you ever seen this many people happy that you're leaving? This is amazing. I love it. I love it. I want to sit here and give you shit the whole time, but like I do realize that you're a gorgeous man, isn't he? A gorgeous man. He's kind of a gorgeous man. Like, I'm 39. If I look like you, I'd have AIDS by now. And like I'm really proud of you. I don't know. A lot of people give me a hard time about my drinking, and they really do. They talk a lot, and they give me a hard time about my drinking. And Aaron also talks a lot about my drinking, and he has a hard time giving me a hard time about his drinking, about my drinking. It was a stuttering joke. It wasn't the best. I don't know. I just love this man. He works at Dick's Last Resort. Now we know who else does too. That is amazing. I love that you work at Dick's Last Resort because you are the last resort dick for almost every female in any bar. I don't know. I wanted to just sit here and talk shit about you, but I also felt like this should have been just a roast about your dustache. Or a crustache, whatever you want to call it. It is amazing. Almost. I wanted to be really mean about Aaron Chastain, and I thought, man, everybody that comes up here is going to make fun of his stutter. And so I decided I would too a little bit. I was going to, honestly, before I even thought about writing a set, I was just going to make him a mixtape. And it was going to be awesome songs that I figured you could sing at karaoke, like Changes by David Bowie. Crimson and Clover. My Generation. Benny and the Jets. Pretty sure you would kill that one. I really love Aaron Chastain. Honestly, Alan Chastain, everybody give it up for him. I actually really do love this guy. I book shows every now and then, and I always make a point to make sure Aaron's on it because he's really fucking funny. I know a lot of you guys obviously know him really well, but I don't know if you've seen his comedy. It's really, really fucking good. Like, give it up for him. He's worked really hard for it. It really is. It's really fucking good. Well, you start 2.5, 3 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been, he started about 3 years ago. Unfortunately, he's been telling the same joke for like 3 years. He is almost to the punchline. But it's an amazing joke, man. You're fucking really funny. You guys get it up for Aaron Chastain, all right? I really love this guy. Guys, come on up. I'm telling you. You guys, you know what? Come to the stage. The next guy, he really loves wrestling. You see what happens when you say that? Exactly. He didn't ask me to say it. I just wanted him to see how many people don't give a fuck that you like that. It's a horrible way to live your life, but everybody give it up for one of my favorite people in Knoxville. Give it up for Chase Dyer, everybody. Chase Dyer.
Chair Dyer, everybody. Chair.
You said my name too, all excited.
Chair?
Yeah, your parents are here, you know.
They are?
Didn't you say they were?
Right.
Which ones?
My grandmother and the
master. Oh, yeah. They look exactly like I thought. The type of people to raise 4 blonde robots. That's perfect. Hi, I'm Chase. How's everyone doing for the 18th time, right? I don't believe you. I'd like to give myself credit for being the first person to be mean to Aaron in the Knoxville comedy scene. Like, that's my call there. Like, the first time I met him, I'll never forget. It's the Long Branch. I would be outside the Long Branch. I used to host Sassy's with Jay, and we were like a tandem of hate fuck on Fridays. And he couldn't do it yet. He wasn't 21, so the only one he could do was the Long Branch. And I'd always come outside, and he'd just be standing there with that stupid fucking smile, just... Hey, my name's Aaron. Nice to meet you. I'm really interested in doing comedy. I turned 21 in a couple months, and I'm really interested about doing Sassy's. Like, you need to get booked at fucking Sassy Ann's. Like, well, are you 21 and you drink? Come to Sassy Ann's. We'll let you talk about yourself for 5 minutes. It's fine, you know? He's just sitting there, hey, how you doing? There's Aaron. And every week, he's just out there and he's making a point to, like, talk to me. And I know he's networking, and I know it, and it just makes me sick. He's got this smile on his face. It made me spit off so mad. I know he saw that. I was just like, ugh. Like, ambition is, ugh, it's fucking gross. Ugh. And then he turns 21, and then he's in Sassy's with the same stupid fucking smile. Just, I'm trying to host, like, open mics are basically NA for narcissists. That's all they are. It's just, and then he's in there just like, I'm so happy to be here. Doesn't this air smell good? Like, go back to the Chick-fil-A you manage, you asshole. Jesus Christ. I love you as much as I hate your mustache. I really do. I've been begging him to get rid of it for months. Whoever's encouraging him, fuck you. You're not his friend. It's bullshit. It's one of your dude friends that's tired of you fucking the girls he wants. That's all it is. I went on tour with Aaron. It was my first tour, his first tour. And, he basically set it all up because he has work ethic and I don't. So it was badass, though. It was fun. Like, co-headlining with Aaron on tour is like being the best human player on Air Bud's team. No one gives a shit how many points you score because the blonde thing's not supposed to do that with its mouth. I don't care how, like, waxing poetic, like, I can make brilliant points. Aaron goes up there and says mashed potatoes in one try, and they're like, you're so brave. We'll bring you back into Jiffy. Fuck your other guy. Fuck him. We want the Abercrombie Special Olympics team here next week. Oh, man. Like, our tour was hilarious. It was like the good kid, the scruffy kid. It was like a Lifetime movie. It was perfect. It was beautiful. We're just riding around, doing drugs. I'm worried. It's like, is this kid, like, not good at doing drugs? Can he drive while doing drugs? And, like, day two, trying to talk to him. Like, we're going to do drugs anyway. Fuck it. We're in Huntsville, Alabama. That's all you can do is drugs here. Oh, sorry, Aaron's parents. He does drugs. I'm sorry. He chose comedy. You think he's, like, doing card tricks? No, I'm sorry. Depression led him here. He requires dopamine drips of any sort. Oh, dude, I remember. Like, Aaron's a fun guy. He's too nice. Like, people have said that enough times, but I have, like, a real example of just how nice Aaron is. Like, we're in Ohio. Yeah, I'm telling the story. I begged Jake not to, so I could. All right. We're in Ohio, right? And it's the one show I got booked on the tour, so I'm feeling good, you know? It's like, I did something. I'm contributing, right? And this girl shows up, and it's like three of them, and they're like, they're in the front row, and they're really rowdy. And they love them some Aaron. Hated me. Loved Aaron. Absolutely loved Aaron. And we get off stage, right? And one of them just automatically all talking to Aaron. She loves him. Like, you'd be so proud. He was so smooth. A gentleman. She didn't deserve it, but he was a gentleman. No, trust me, you'll agree in a minute. So, like we go outside. It's me and my friend Patty, who's basically hell on earth. He's a demon. He moved away from here because he sucks. Fuck Patty. I'm so happy people that didn't know Patty just knew he's trash good. So, like, it's me, Jake James, the drunk uncle we love so damn much. Like, all he did was talk about New Orleans and, like, some girl he allegedly didn't kidnap, right? It was basically... Yeah. Yeah, he was just like, your car is so awesome, Chase. Just go to sleep, Jake. Fuck, dude. It's a lot for a 40-year-old to have more energy than me. It's kind of sad. But we leave this bar and we're sitting outside and this girl's just throwing it at Aaron. She wants Aaron something fierce, right? And Aaron's like, he's trying to be nice and he's so nice that I don't even know what he's doing. He's like, well, I mean, I'm with my friends, so I can't leave my friends and I'm trying to be nice for Aaron. It's like, nah, fuck it, we'll come pick you up tomorrow. It's fine. We'll leave you here with this stranger. Have at it. She can't even walk straight. Go for it, Aaron. Have at it. And so then we leave Aaron. Yeah, we left Aaron. Me and Jake and Patty, we find our car, and we're sitting there, and like Aaron's texting me like, guys, I don't want to go. Fuck you, bitch, you made your bed. Lay in it. And I'll admit this right now. Jake and Patty wanted to leave your ass. And half of me did too. But the other half knew that you did like all the hard work and I couldn't do that to you. If I would have booked one more show, your ass would have been there. I guarantee it. Oh, man. So like, Aaron apparently, he comes back after like 25 minutes. He's like, I'm on my way. And then 25 minutes later, he makes it. And he tells this whole horror story. It's like, yeah, dude, we're just walking to her car, or I thought it was her car. And then she just sets her purse and all her shit, and she starts laying on the hood of this car, and she's talking to me. Find out it's not her car. Yeah, like, basically, Aaron comes back. He didn't do the, he did the right thing is what he did. He did the right thing. And then the funny part, you don't know about this. I'm so happy I can tell you now to your face. Okay. So, like, Patty knew what was happening and we didn't, and Patty didn't tell us. See, apparently this girl has a fetish for comics. But not just comics. No, she doesn't like wit. Apparently, the week before that, she had sex with a comic that had a lisp. And the week before that, she fucked another comic with a lisp, and we found out she has a thing for comics with speech impediments. And she found her the fucking golden goose, did she not? Oh, man. Oh, I love Aaron, though. Like, he literally inspires me, and it pisses me off, because I like my couch. It's comfortable, and he makes me want to work harder, and he's really... Atlanta deserves you, and we don't. I mean that 100%. You're supposed to clap there. You guys have no souls. But, coming next to the stage, she asked me permission earlier to roast me, because that's what you do when you're mean, I guess. You ask for permission. Watch out. She's out for blood, she said, which is ironic, because she looks like a fucking street shark. It's funnier when you see her. Guys, keep it going for Liz Brooks, everybody.
Keep it going for everybody's drug dealer. That also missed another person. So good job for you. You can't read, asshole. Yeah, there's a list in front of you, you piece of shit. Aaron, I can't... I'm actually legitimately sad that you're leaving. I really am. Because there's only one person that I know in the city of Knoxville that I can buy LSD from. And it's really unfortunate because I've not done it before, but you promised me we were going to psycho trip together and I bought a new blanket and everything for us. It's really unfortunate. And give it up for the comics that you had previously tonight. That's really great. I'm really proud of Boston, specifically. He heard about this show 3 weeks ago, and that's when he washed his pants. It's really great. Give it up for Chase, who went into podcasting because he knows that all of the anger that he has only matches with Hitler Youth, so he had to go to a place that nobody was okay with. Gail. It's basically like what I would have been in the future had I gotten tits. You know, two divorces and a bunch of kids. Trying to relive my 20s and my 50s and doing a lot of blow in the sassy aunt's bathroom. I'm super happy you're here. Super disappointed that I don't see glitter on your tits. I really feel like you're not staying on brand. Jake James really fucking killed it tonight. Jake really, really, he did a very good job. Jake is basically like cocaine, in which he's only fun at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're just continuously going, yeah, man, because that's the only thing you can do because you got the spins. It's really great. But everything aside, Aaron himself, I'm really sad that you're going. But I'm really happy because the majority of our conversations weren't interrupted by your stuttering, but by your tiny kitten bladder. What the fuck? I can handle you just telling me something, and that's great, and that's great, and awesome. You have amazing ideas, and everything that you believe is perfect. Your teeth are even straight and white, so you're doing something for the comedy community here. You're the only one with dental in Knox Comedy, so I'm real happy you're here. But goddamn, every time we are in the middle of an amazing conversation, you have to break to go pee. So if everybody could join in with me, I started a Kickstarter, and it's called A Buddy Bag for Aaron. It could be a Gatorade bottle at this point. I just need you to stop peeing so much. You're like a pregnant woman at Woodstock. It is ridiculous. There's a few things between me and Aaron. We co-wrote a show that didn't get aired. We both did a pilot script for Adult Swim. Not many people know this. We submitted it. We worked very hard on it while highly inebriated. Highly inebriated. He went to pee 18 times. That counted in 1 hour. 18 times. But we wrote out a good buffering script. He kept me on point. We submitted it. And the thing that they returned back is that we love the characters. And everything else was shit. So you going to Atlanta doesn't really give me too many hard bumps. Because I think they love your character, but everything else is shit. But the thing that I think I kind of want to end on, we did a show in Johnson City together. You remember this very well. I know that she wasn't your girlfriend, but boy, howdy, you were trying. She was real pretty, way too pretty for you. And that's saying something considering how strong your jawline is. We went to Johnson City. We showed up at 10:30 and they said, don't worry, the show is going to start in a half an hour. That wasn't good enough for the amount of weed that we had on us. So we tried a little bit harder and I was opening for you. You were closing out the show. And the guy that introduced me on stage, he said, give it up for Liz Brooks. Oh, wait, my girlfriend isn't in the crowd. Hey, this is a girl I'd really like to fuck. And that's how I had to start my set. You know, 15 minutes worth of having to deal with the fact that everybody in the audience decided that that guy wanted to fuck me, and this is what he wanted to fuck. Not very great. And I got off stage, and I had ripped him a new asshole, and I was really upset about it. And he just doubled down on that bullshit sexist misogyny. But then you went up on stage, and all you did was point at him and say, not cool, bro. It took you 3 minutes to say, but it was really cool that you said that. And everybody talks about how nice of a guy that Aaron is and how sweet he is to everybody else. But, and thank you for raising a good kid. Thank you. Thank you for creating somebody who's a good person, because he does a lot of things. But he defended me in a moment when I felt weak. And you going to Atlanta, you're going to kill it, man. And I'm sad to see you go, but I can't wait to meet you there. Everybody, give it up for Aaron. Before I get off stage, everybody, please keep it going for Mr. Todd Lewis, our bartending mayor.
Thanks, dummy. It's a sad day for comedy here in Friendly Town. You know, there's going to be a huge void in the comedic talent and genius, because I'm going to be getting off stage in about 4.5 minutes. I got nervous when I got asked to do this roast because I've never taken part in a roast before. Unless you count, like, right after people leave the bar. And I always thought that, like, a roast entailed, like, the audience knowing who the roastees were. And now it's like, I feel like we're just, like, Aaron's friends from his side job. Being mean to him. Like we do every week. Then I got nervous again when I got on stage and saw everyone. I was like, I think they're either going to ask me to sign a petition for a Confederate monument, or they're going to ask me if I want to go curling. I don't know which is worse. Aaron's so lily white, so is everyone else. Oh, disaster on stage. When I saw this lineup, I thought, 13 sad white guys and one lady. It sounds like porno's most disappointing gangbang ever. Well, that was before it was, somebody was a last minute addition. Also, when I wrote this, I thought the other roastees would be on stage like a real roast. But this is the production you've come to expect from Friendly Town. It's nice to see some familiar faces and the six or seven other people on the show that never fucking come to Friendly Town. I'm sure the audience is just as confused as I am. And now for some smarmy local comedy jerk-offs. It's great to see Gail Grantham. She's like the wild friend that my mom never had that I could fantasize about sexually and realistically. I'm going to lay off the co-producers because I make fun of them every week. It's nice to see Shane Ryan. A lot of people don't know this. Shane Ryan played Santa Claus for lots of years. So you should be nice to him. There's no joke. Be nice to him. He's made children's dreams come true. And it's nice to see Casey Clapp because he might have some drugs on him. And he makes children's dreams come true. So Aaron Chastain is leaving Friendly Town for a place called Atlanta. I've never heard of Atlanta. According to Wikipedia, Atlanta is a city in the South that has a culture which is extremely dynamic. I don't know who they're trying to fool. A sentence later, they said movies such as Gone with the Wind and Sharky's Machine have been shot in Atlanta. Really? Like, 4 hours of subtle racism and Burt Reynolds' seventh best movie? That's what Atlanta's given to the world. And diabetes, because that's where the guy that invented Coca-Cola is from. But that also brings me to the man of the hour, the guest of honor. Aaron, you look like the embodiment of a sad Christian camp hand job. You just walk around with a big, dumb smile on your face like, oh no, you're doing so good. You're doing great. I didn't know this could be bad. You're always saying there's more to laugh at than your stutter. And goddamn, you're right. There's your stupid-ass face. That dumb blank look in your eyes like you're a hypnotized chicken. Matching that shirt with those pants. Pumas, really? And that'll about do it. I'd say I'm gonna miss you, but I'm not a very good liar. And I'm gonna make some time to get off stage for a man with an impeccable sense of fashion, Mr. St. Thomas Ledoux.
Aaron. I just want to say that I am appalled at the things I've heard people say at your expense tonight. The vitriol being spewed in your direction is unforgivable and unwarranted. Haterous, if you will. What's more, it's not fair coming from the likes of this ragtag cast on stage to talk trash about you, Aaron. It's not fair. Me, on the other hand, I can be mean when I look this clean. And I'm here to tell you that Aaron Chastain is no classic man. But before I get to him, I got some other fish to fry. Casey Clapp! Your voice sounds like your face looks tired. Maybe you could sing better with Aaron's dick in your mouth. Jake James likes to joke about my sexuality. I like to grab his carrot top head and put that mouth to use for a change. Listen to that sound on the radio. John Hurst, if I wanted to DJ tonight, I'd go down to the yacht club and do it to an empty room like I do normally. Gail Grantham, I don't know if you can tell, but I need a haircut. I can't pay you, but you can do it for the exposure. It'll look better than them hushes you put it on in Sevilla, for all the color in the world can't make them bitches look good. Damn poor redneck hick women. Liz, I took a pee break during your set. I didn't know I was in the wrong place. When you open your mouth, all I hear is a toilet flushing. Todd, it's weird seeing you in a blazer. So this is what it feels like to respect you. Shane Ryan's in the house tonight. Y'all gonna hear from Shane. Shane, you were funnier when you were single. Without depression, you've really lost your edge. And finally, Jeff Blank is his own rebuttal. Now, Aaron. Aaron claims to look like David Spade went to Dawson's Creek. Aaron, you know damn well what both those things are. You fake-ass motherfucker. Aaron claims that when he's in trouble, he sings to overcome his stutter so he can call for help. I'd like to beat your ass just to hear what song you'd sing for me, motherfucker. No! No! Don't beat my ass! Don't beat my ass, baby! Don't beat my ass! Don't beat me! Beat me! Don't beat my ass! Aaron, what's a homeschool low five look like? Aaron would like to make you think that he stutters constantly, but I've gotten high with Aaron, and guess what? His stutter magically stops after a few bowls. He says the weed helps his brain. I think he's just too high to keep up the act. I think Aaron just tries to use his stutter to distract us from the fact of his intense whiteness. Aaron, you've got to be the whitest, malest, straightest comic I've ever laid eyes on. You're so white, you can get a tan from looking at the microwave. You're so white, you're whiter than Mitt Romney in a snowstorm. You're so white, you have credit. You're so white, you think Martin Luther King wasn't a communist. You're so white, you don't have a shadow. You're so white, you could cream my coffee. I don't know why we're here to honor you. Just another honky on the wall of notable honkies. This is like giving a consolation prize to the already winning team. Aaron's leaving us to go to Atlanta to pursue his comedy career. Aaron, what business do you have telling jokes in Atlanta? It's the blackest city in America. Please, Aaron, tell me what great point of view you can share with the fine people of Atlanta that they might be able to relate to as part of the comedy experience. Aaron, what do you have to say to the people of Atlanta? I'll let them figure that out. But we must encourage. So let me encourage all you ignorant ass bitches, critics, complainers, disgruntled rappers, and racists especially in hating this man. Aaron, I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you and I hate you. I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you. And as I sip from my soda that I forgot to bring on stage that I'm sure somebody spit in, I would just like to say to all of you, kiss my ass, you rotten motherfuckers. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go home and put some water in Aaron's mama's dish. Good night. Y'all welcome up Shane Ryan to the stage.
I'll be here. Bring it in.
Oh. Aww. Aww.
This is the part where I never let go.
Somebody help me! Help!
I always give Aaron an awkwardly long hug. That's a thing we do. My name is Shane Ryan. I am pleased to be here to send him the hell away. Aaron's dad is in the audience tonight. And I know a lot of you are as shocked as I am to learn that I am not Aaron's dad. That had been a rumor for a long time. Aaron and I went on a road trip once. The first time we went on a road trip, went up to Kingsport, Tennessee. And in the car ride, I'm used to being one of the older comics in Knoxville. I'm 49, and Aaron was talking about his family and things and mentioning his dad. And he mentioned, forget what it was, a song or a movie that was his father's favorite. And I recognized it. And I said, wait a minute, how old is your dad? And he told me. And I realized I was older than Aaron's dad. And that's when the depression began to really set in for me. I like being with Aaron. Aaron is a great guy. Let me start off just say this, though, Aaron. Aaron, you are young, handsome, funny, and amazingly talented. And those are some of the reasons I hate him so very much. I think we all hate him for those reasons. He is a great guy. The first time I heard him do comedy, I knew that he was a very sharp writer. And I'm not going to be mean to him. I was going to tell you some things about Aaron that you need to know. Aaron is awesome, and I love him very much. He has taught me how to be a good stepdad. I'm ready for that now. I'm ready for that. Aaron's good. We went on a trip. Aaron and Tyler and I went on a road trip to Kentucky and Ohio and did some shows. And I will say this. Aaron is great. He's a consummate professional. And Liz is right. He pees a lot. An awkward amount. We know every restroom in Kentucky is the thing. I insisted that we go see Zachary Taylor's grave in Louisville because I'm that weirdo. And I collect weird presidential things. And where's Zachary Taylor's buried in Louisville. And we filmed a video there. And during the whole video, all you really hear is Aaron saying, I have to go pee. I need to pee. But we did a show in Cincinnati, and Tyler mentioned it, that there was about five people at the show. It started off with just two, because we are not scared of awkwardness. There were three comics on the show and two people in the audience. You get what I'm telling you? It was weird. They were on a date, and they didn't know there was going to be a comedy show. And they stayed. So who's the sicko, really? But Aaron got up. There's just two people in the audience, and about three other people showed up. A little family showed up. And they also did not know there was going to be a comedy show because we're that good at marketing. And Aaron got up and did just a professional, very professional set for five people. It was amazing. And what was really amazing about it at the end is we found out afterwards that the father, I think it was the father in that trio, had a stutter. And he came up to Aaron and talked about how proud he was and inspired he was to see Aaron do his comedy. And we laughed because it was the one show Aaron's ever done, where he did not ask, are there any stutterers in the audience? It was a weird twist of fate in which he did not ask the one time that somebody would have actually said, yes! And so that was something. But I enjoy it. Aaron drives like a lunatic. I will tell you this, the maddest I've ever gotten at Aaron, sir, my compadre in this as co-parents. We were in Cincinnati driving lost in downtown Cincinnati. Aaron was driving because Tyler and I have the kind of jobs and careers that don't allow us to have a car. And Aaron hustles and gets one. And so anyway, he's driving us, and we're just lost on these streets, and we come up on an exit ramp, and there's a sign that says, you know, sharp turn, and Aaron just guns it. And about halfway through the turn, we're all pretty much realizing none of us are going to make it out of this. And Aaron suddenly, for the first time in his life, hits a brake. He has never knew what that pedal was for until that moment. He hit a brake, and we made it through that sharp turn. And he said, wow, I knew that was going to be sharp coming into it. And I looked at him and said, so you sped up? And I've never been more mad at him, because that was the first time I ever sounded like somebody's dad. I was like just cursing him for like the next 10 miles. Like, what are you thinking when you're driving? Why are you so close to these people? And because Aaron has this thing that he thinks the headlights of his car can see into other people's trunks. And he drives as close as he can to him. He will do well in Atlanta. If not in comedy, certainly in driving like an ass. That is where he will succeed the most. He will just blend right into Atlanta right away, because he can't drive worth a crap. Aaron, it's been fun, though. I feel like, you know, I've had chances. He's asked me questions, and I've gotten a chance to, you know, help mentor him in what little way I can. I don't make him funnier. I just tell him to buy a PA and things like that. But it's been fun. But Aaron also teaches me things. For instance, he taught me how to buy marijuana off of an app on my phone. So you could learn a lot too, sir. We're okay. We can keep doing this. We can be young again. He can teach us. That was fun. I've never been more stoned in my life. I'm just, because everybody else has told it, and I think they figured it out.
They know by now.
They know now. I've never been. A lot of you are like, Shane, get stoned. And it's like, true. And I usually don't do it in front of any of you, because I usually just fall asleep immediately. But Aaron and I procured some stuff, and he, with an app on our phone. It was the craziest day I've ever had. I'm like, this is better than Tinder, all kinds of ways. And but it freaked me out for like 2 days. And it was okay, because I still owe you your pipe. But I'll bring that back to you at some point, or give it to my landlady, I don't know. Anyway, but it's been fun. Aaron is great. He's funny, and you know, I could be mean to you. But people have already addressed the mustache, and it's because you weren't old during 9/11. This is the greatest tragedy in your life right now. Is that I wish I had brought my razor tonight. I think people would have chanted and cheered me on if I just held you down and just gotten rid of that. It looks like after I've shaved, just what's around the sink is just there on your face. And it's fun. First time he asked me what I think of it, what I thought of his mustache, and I said, "Well, when it grows in, I'll tell you." Because I think it's ballsy to come up to me and say, "What do you think of my mustache?" When that's what you're sporting. You know, you brought a knife to a gunfight. Is what I'm telling you. And so anyway, he did that. But Aaron is great. I think honestly, you will do well in Atlanta. I think you will do awesome in Atlanta. I already know they're excited to have you there. And I know that we're going to be very sad to lose you, and because he is whip smart and great and just a fun guy to know. And they'll throw you out eventually. Don't worry. We'll let you back. It happens to everybody. Don't be ashamed. You'll run out of money and dreams.
Halfway there.
There you go, and it's fine. But it's been great, because you know, I came in, I am the depressed guy, and then hanging out with you makes me more depressed. Thank you. But that's really it. But I just want to say thank you and give you one more awkward good hug, and my fiance wants me to give you a kiss on the forehead, which I will do, and then we will wish you well. Ladies and gentlemen, according to that, I am the last person to banish Aaron Chastain, and I wish you would join me in telling Aaron Chastain either to fuck right off or good luck, whatever you want to do. Ladies and gentlemen, 1, 2, 3. Good luck, Aaron Chastain. And ladies and gentlemen, please bring back our host for the evening, I guess. Oh, no. I forgot. There is one person who needs to speak, and I think we all know. No, I'm not going to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, please, our friend, the man of the hour, Aaron Chastain.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. I don't have a lot prepared for this portion. I just want to say thank you for being here. Let's hear it for the comedians that y'all saw here on the show tonight. Let's hear it. That was fantastic, guys. Thank you all so much for doing that for me. It's been a dream of mine to be roasted like in high school. It's so much fun. So much fun. Yeah. I'm just glad you're all here. I've got people here from work, Dick/Resort, families here too. It's here for my family. Thank you all for being here very much. I've got lifetime friends here in the back. I thought they were my friends, never mind. And then just the comedians here as well. You guys have shown me a lot about who I am and my voice in comedy, whether you're on the show or not. I really had to narrow that list down to, it was a long list in the end, but like I had to narrow that down through so many names who mean like so much to me and my comedy career. So just thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Let's see. Let's see. What else do I say? I don't really know exactly what to say besides just. I'm gonna miss you guys. I'll be back though. So visit. Hopefully, I won't get banished in Atlanta too. Then I'm just screwed. So, got nowhere to go. So yeah. Love you guys, and thanks for being here.
Okay, so you guys can go now. Like that's no, hang out, have a few drinks. Aaron is, like he said, we're all in all seriousness, we are going to miss everything that you brought to the. We're going to miss everything that you brought to this show, the creativity you've employed. If you guys please do us a favor and bring Stumble Mumble to Atlanta with you as well. There are recordings of him playing Stumble Mumble. Is the wig in your car?
Is not, no.
Oh, all right. But thank you all for being here and supporting Aaron. And we are here every Monday, same time, same place, 7:30, right here at the Pilot Light. A couple of quick thank yous. Thank you to our bartending mayor, Todd. Where did he go? There he is, right there. Thank you to all the performers on the show. We said it as kind of a half joke, but a number of people who were on the show tonight normally can't get Mondays off. They usually, like, their jobs involve them working on Mondays, but they made special arrangements. Many people made special arrangements so they could be here tonight to be here for Aaron. And yeah, that Aaron's all yeah. And Jeff, there are I can count the number of people in this room who remember Matchadorn on my hand. You started with that. You start just working your way out of that reference. But I should talk, you know. Yeah. Wait, what'd you say? You have a microphone, you know.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, you have a microphone. You can just stop this anytime you want.
Shut up, Tyler. It's my turn again. No, I'm just kidding. Real quick, I would like to take a going away selfie with you guys, if that's okay. Like the Ellen. Yeah. You know what? I'm talking about. So...
would like to say that I don't do drugs, Dad. Thank y'all very much! Thank y'all very much!